A royal baby's name must follow a number of rules. First, there's history and tradition. Royal options consist of a list of names that pay homage to past monarchs and members of the royal family. For example, Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge's firstborn child was named George in honour of King George VI, his great-great-grandfather. Alexander, like Queen Elizabeth, whose middle name is Alexandra, and Louis, which is one of his father's middle names. However, some contemporary royals have shown a bit more naming flexibility. Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter is Zara Anne Elizabeth, and Zara's daughter is Mia Grace, which proves that not every royal name is centuries old. The second rule is relevancy. The name the royals choose must also reflect the world around them. Not some outdated, stuffy name, but something that links traditional and current ways of life. This is perhaps the least difficult rule, considering that any names the royal family select immediately become trendy. After Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex decided to call their baby Archie, the popularity of the name went up in most English-speaking countries. This is referred to as the royal effect, and it's nothing new. A royal association turned obscure names into popular ones in the past, too. In the 19th century, the name Victoria was considered unusual for royals, but in 1837, Queen Victoria came to the throne, and since then it has been seen as the quintessentially regal name. The Queen herself encouraged her descendants to use the name. One of her daughters and several of her granddaughters had the first name Victoria. To avoid confusion, the family often used nicknames. One was called Moretta, another Toria. The third rule for royal baby naming is the monarch's approval. This isn't a rigid rule, however. The monarch is definitely informed of the choice before the birth, but his, her descendants are free to decide, especially if they aren't next in line to the throne.